والسلام على رسوله ولا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد, let's look at some rulings regarding الركوع in Salah. You will recall that the ruku after the qira'ah of Al-Fatiha and Surah, and then a brief saktah, we discussed the hadith of saktah, hadith of Samurai ibn Jundub. That is, that after we recite the Surah, we recite Al-Fatiha, and then we recite the Surah, the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, that we go some silence, a short while. We discuss this hadith. And then thereafter we mention two ways to go to Rukua. The first way to go to Rukua, we mention the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. That hadith occurs in Bukhari and Muslim. That the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, يُكَبِّرُ حِينَ يَرْكَعُ, he will make the takbir as soon on ruku. He will make the takbir while going on ruku. We discussed this hadith. And we said the second way to ruku is to make the takbir and then go on ruku. The first way is to make the takbir as we go on ruku. Hadith of Abu Hurairah, Bukhari and Muslim. The second way is the way as-sa'i. It was also described in the hadith of the companion who erred in his salah. In that report by Abu Humayd Sa'i, said, فَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَرْكَى, when the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam wants to make ruku, رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ حَتَّى يُحَاذِيَ بِهِمَا مَنْ كِبَيْهِ, he will raise his two hands until he come in front of his shoulder. ثُمَّ قَالَ, he will raise his hand until he come in front of his shoulder. ثُمَّ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ ثُمَّ يَرْكَ, he will then say اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ, and then after saying that Allahu Akbar, he will come. He will go on ruku. That means that takbir would come clearly before he goes on ruku. The reason I have chosen to, many times people usually only go with the first sifa. The second sifa too is established. In fact, from two different hadiths. The first of them from the hadith of Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi. That hadith occurs in Musnad Imam Ahmad. It also occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, in Sunan Abi Dawud, and in other books of hadith. The second hadith that's reported is the hadith of Al-Musti'i Salat. The companion who prayed, who erred in his salat. And that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the individual salah would not be complete until يكون الله أكبر, until he says الله أكبر ثم يكتب, goes on ركوع. So that is how to go on ركوع. And we mentioned that that takbir of intiqal, yes, there is the position of the jumhur that it is mustahab, but the correcting like is wajib, because in this last hadith of the companion who prayed in an error, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that la tasimu salatu ar-rajuli, the salah of the individual will not be complete, and then he started telling him what to do. So it means that to say takbir before going on ruku or while going on ruku is from those things that the salah of the person will not be complete unless he says that the takbir. We mentioned that position from Imam Ahmad, Imam Shawkani, and others amongst the scholars. In the hadith of Abu Humayd al-Sa'id, which we mentioned shortly, he says, radiyallahu anhu, وَيَضَعُ رَاحَتَيْهِ عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. He says, ثُمَّ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allahu Akbar, ثُمَّ يَرْكَعُ. And then he will go on ruku. He says, وَيَضَعُ رَاحَتَيْهِ. He will drop the inside part of his palm. يَضَعُ رَاحَتَيْهِ. The two palms, the inside of the palm, يَضَعُهُمَا. He will place the two of them عَلَى رُكُبَتَيْهِ, on his knees. We started talking about something else. What is that? This was ruku. يَضَعُ رَاحَتَيْهِ. He will place the inside part of his palm عَلَى رُكُبَتَيْهِ, on top of his knees. Men and women, the same manner, no difference. The Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to men and women. Where our room is, before he will explain to us. Alayhi salatu wa salam. So the room is with regard to men and with regard to women. يَضَعُ رُكْبَتَيْهِ عَلَى يَضَعُ رَاحَتَيْهِ عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will place the inside part of his palm, of his two palms, ala rukbatayhi, on his two knees. Mu'tamidan, he will make the itimad. When he places them, we'll come back to that. We'll describe them, inshallah. Mu'tamidan, when he places his two palms on his two knees, mu'tamidan, he will be resting. He will rest on that knee. Using what? His two palms. He will rest. Mu'tamidan, mu'tadilan, and he will be balanced. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This mu'tamidan, mu'tadilan, they are not reported in one single hadith, but they occur in the various reports of one single hadith. So what I refer also with respect to that is the views by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salim Badmoud about the hadith of Abi Humayd al-Sa'id. The whole single book about this hadith. So it says the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala rukbatay. He will place his two palms on his two knees, mu'tamidan, resting on them both. While being rested, he will be resting on them. Mu'tadilan, and he will be what? Balanced. Alayhi salatu wa salam. So when we go on ruku, let me do, we will relax, wa na'tadil. And then we'll be what? Balanced in ruku. In another report of that hadith, it says, fa'idha raka'a. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes ruku, أَمْكَنَ كَفَّيْهِ مِنْ رُكْبَتَيْهِ. أَمْكَنَ كَفَّيْهِ. He makes his two palms أَمْكَنَ to be firm. He makes his two palms to be firm مِنْ رُكْبَتَيْهِ, on his knees, upon his knees. The two palms, when he goes on ruku, he makes them firm upon his knees. This is very important. And that was why Umar radiallahu anhu, it is reported that he would say, إِنَّمَا السُنَّةُ الْأَخْذُ بِالرُّكَبِ. إِنَّمَا السُنَّةُ الْأَخْذُ بِالرُّكَبِ. The sunnah is to do what? To grab the knee. We'll hear that also from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. One of the ulama said, it is not sufficient to place the hands on the knee. Because Umar radiallahu anhu said the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam was to do what? Al-akhdu, grab your knee. Wa ta'tamidu, and then you rest on the knee. Wa ta'tadilu, and then you be balanced. We must make sure that we observe these. Not observing them has consequences. We'll come to them, inshallah. It's Abu Humayd now, back to the hadith of Abu Humayd. That hadith we read from Umar radiallahu anhu, that إِنَّمَا السُنَّةُ الْأَخْذُ بِالْرُكَبِ occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i. It says, فَإِذَا رَكَعَ When the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام makes his ruku, أَمْكَنَ كَفَّيْهِ مِنْ رُكْبَتَيْهِ He grabs, he relaxes his palms upon his two knees. وَفَرَّجَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ And then he will scatter the palm. So when you scatter the palm, you don't forget. Umar told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّمَا السُنَّةُ مَذَا الْأَخْذُ بِالرُّكَبِ So you spread the hands and grab the knees, resting on the knees and being balanced. This is the way to be in ruku. In yet another report of the hadith of Abu Humayd, is in further explanation, further description, how we should be on ruku. He says, فَلَا يَصُبُّ رَأْسَهُ لَا يَصُبُّ رَأْسَهُ He will be so balanced, لَا يَصُبُّ He will not drop his head, عليه الصلاة والسلام, وَلَا يُقْنِعُ Likewise, he will not raise the head. So that he will be what? مُعْتَدِ لَا يَصُبُّ رَأْسَهُ He will not drop his head. وَلَا يُقْنِعُ يعني لَا يُقْنِعُ رَأْسَهُ Likewise, he will not do what? Raise the head. The head will not be raised. The head will not be dropped. وَيَكُونُ مُعْتَدِلًا He will be what? Balanced. عليه الصلاة والسلام. حتى He will be like that. Balanced. حتى يَرْجِعَ كُلُّ حَزْمٍ إِلَى مَوْضِعِهِ Until every organ falls in their place. That this will be balanced like that. Until every part In some way, the bones of the spine become relaxed. So ruku is not what many of the people do. People go on the ruku before even they touch the knees, they stand up again. And when they stand up, before they become firm while standing, they go on ruku. They go on sujood. What does that mean? We'll come back to it. But one of the comments of the ulama is that if a person does that, he has no salah. Salah. He says, salah yasubura atara yukni'u. The individual or the messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, his salah is being described to us. La yasubura atahu. He will not drop his head. His head alayhi salatu. Wala yukni'u. Likewise, he will not raise his head. حتى يرجع كل عظم إلى موضعه until every bone, every part of the body is calm. In another report by Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari رضي الله عنه, he told the people one day after he performed salah, he said, let me describe the Prophet's prayer to you. صلى الله عليه وسلم. So while describing, he said, فلما ركع When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his ruku, Jafa bayna idufayn. Afa, he opened in between his armpits. Meaning, when we make ruku, we do not clap our upper arm inside the armpit. Jafa bayna idufayn. Put them up. He will grab the knees with his palms. Spread, grab. He will rest on them and then he will be so balanced. His head will not be up. La yukni'u. Wa la yasubu ra'asahu. Likewise, he will not drop his head alayhi salatu wa salam. That hadith of Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiallahu anhu occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i. It also occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. The first Like I said, there are this hadith of Abu Humayd ibn Sa'idi is better referred to the Jews by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salim Bazmoud about the hadith of Abu Humayd ibn Sa'idi and the hadith of Musi'i Salati. We go back to them, we see all these riwayah. I have combined them from that book. Instead of picking one hadith, telling us one thing, combine the hadith. and refer us to the cross. To go back to the Jews on the hadith of Abi Hamid al-Sa'idi and the hadith of Mufi'i Salatihi, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he makes ruku, yada'u rukbatayhi, yada'u rahatayhi ala rukbatayhi, he will place the inside palm, the inside of his palms ala rukbatayhi, mu'tamidan, resting on his knees, mu'tadilan, and being balanced. Fa'idha raka'a, when he makes ruku also, amkana kaffayhi min rukbatayhi, he makes his two palms to rest properly on his knees. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa farraja bayna asabihi. He will spread his what? His fingers. And Umar said, radiyallahu anhu, innama sunnatu fi ruku' al-akhdu bil rukab. The sunnah in ruku' is to grab the knee. Radiyallahu anhu. And then in the hadith of Abu Mas'ud, it says, falamma raka'a. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ruku', ja'a bayna idufayhi. He does not allow his hands to get into his armpit, ja'a. He opens them up. He opens the arm up, the armpit. He does not close them up. He opens them. He does that in sujood. We will describe that when we come to how he used to make sujood alayhi salatu wa salam. These ahadith occur in the hadith of Abi Humayd al-Sa'idi. They also occur in the hadith of Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari. In the hadith of the companion who prayed badly, radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ ارْكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَكْعَ. Make ruku until, be on the ruku until, تَطْمَئِنَّ رَكْعَ. You are going to be calm while in ruku. Be calm in ruku. Be calm in ruku. That was, of course, in Sunan Abi Dawud and Sunan Ibn Majah. In another report, it says, وَإِذَا رَكَعْتَ فَضَعْ رَاحَتَيْكَ عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْكَ. Place the inner part of your palms عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْكَ, on your two knees. وَمْدُدْ ظَهَرَكَ, straighten your back. So you find all of these in the earlier description we gave from Abu Humayd's hadith that we read to us. To be appropriate to describe that standing code, we read to us at the beginning, we have two ways of going for ruku. The first way in which we go for ruku, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in, as it contained in the hadith of Abu Huraira. In that hadith it says, يُكَبِّرُ حِينَ يَرْكَعُ. He will make takbir while he makes his ruku. While during the ruku he makes takbir. So it is saying, Allahu Akbar. As he goes on the ruku, he is saying the takbir. The second way is the way we mentioned in the hadith of who? Abu Humayd in Israel. How does he do? يُكَبِّرُ ثُمَّ يَرْكَعُ. Allahu Akbar. ثُمَّ يَرْكَعُ. Thereafter, after making takbir, Allahu Akbar. ثُمَّ يَرْكَعُ. Then he makes his ruku. Two ways. And the ruku itself, it says, يَضَعُ رَاحَتَيْهِ عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. He will place his two, the inner part of his palm, عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. وَيُفَرِّجُ أَصَابِعَهُ, and he will spread his palm. أَخِذًا بِالرُّكْبَةِ, while grabbing the ruk, the rukas, like the rukas, that is the knees. As Umar radiallahu anhu had told us, وَيَكُونُ مُطْمَئِنًا, he will be mutmain, مُعْتَمِدًا مُعْتَمِدًا عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَسَلَامُ. Let's try to describe that. So Idwal will go on the ruku, grabbing his knees, having his fingers spread. He will go on the ruku, ثم رأسه ولا يكنئ. In his salah. No difference. That is why in its description, Some of the people say when you place water on the back, it will not go forward, neither will it go backward. I've been sitting for the past 9 hours. I just came in now from Kaduna, and I was like, I've not gotten into the house. If my back is not straight properly, don't be annoyed with me. But I think it will be straight, because I'm used to it, inshallah. Pay attention to it. Pay attention. When back home, tell your family, is it straight? Learn it. Learn it. We'll come back to the consequences of not doing it correctly. May Allah protect us. So that is how to make ruku. We will place our palms on the knee, men and women, no difference. We will spread the palms on the knee and grab the knee. Mu'tamidan. We will be resting on the knee. Mu'tadilan. We will be balanced in that rukuu. Hatta yatma'in al-musalli raki'an. See, the classic person say yatma'in, he will be calm in that rukuu. Calm. Calm. What? And say, what is the minimum length of time he will spend in rukuu? This way, speaker. Perhaps when we come to the next issue. Now we describe rukuu. Okay? So that is how we must be while in the state of rukuu. The next question is, what is the hukum of rukuu and the arkan of salah? Rukun min arkan. What will that mean? If the individual does not make rukuu, salahu. He has no salah. Salahu batila. The individual who does not make ruku'u or who does not make it correctly is like the one who does not stand correctly, and he is able to stand. Yes, people have bad back. Allah knows about that. There are people back. The masjid in the place where I used to live in the north, the imam is Hafiz of Quran, very old, old man. He can't stand correctly. So when he makes ruku'u, the ruku'u too is false. May Allah accept his worship and ask. He is, because he has it, he hunched back. So he's standing is bent. The ruku'u too will be bent. La yukallimu Allah. Wattaqu Allaha ma istata'tum. That is what he can do. But for us young people, how? Yes, also amongst young people, some of our brothers have bad lower back. Lower back pain is common with our generation now. Because of the large-scale consumption of sugar and things related to it, drink Coca-Cola, Fanta, we enjoy ourselves. Quote and unquote, as people say. I always tell the people, tell me enjoyment. Anything you think is a thing of enjoyment in this dunya, what is it? Think of it. Food. Food itself is a problem. Unless it is eating balance. The Imam Dawud and others amongst the Imam A'imma, they say wala tusrifu means don't eat a balanced diet. It says from the aspect of israf is to eat a food that is not worth balance. Because israf is in two ways. Don't eat something that will not benefit you. It's a wastage. The other one is, don't eat the one that will benefit you, excess. Wala tusrifu. Eat the one that will not benefit you at all. Because eating it, you are wasting it. It has no benefit. Wala tusrifu. Likewise, the one that will benefit you, don't go overboard regarding it. And smile a bit. When I get friends from A'imma, I stop eating for man for some time. I started finding out what is the benefit of it. Profit of taking Sama. And then some of the people started to say, oh, you know what, Sama has skin. Burnt skin. Burnt, preserved skin. That we take in this part of Africa. Especially among Yoruba, among Ijebu. They like it so much. Everything they cook, there must be for money. So what is the benefit of taking salah? What do you now say, okay, it helps digestion. I don't know how to do that. But we can find out. Don't eat something that has no benefit. The one that has benefit, don't eat it excess. When you eat something that is not beneficial to your body, this is wrong. It says, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا. He didn't say حَلَالًا. You know, it says طَيِّبًا. How will it be طَيِّب if it is not balanced? If it is not balanced diet, how will it be طَيِّب? And whatever you use to diet that is unbalanced, to prepare an unbalanced meal for yourself, is sufficient for you to get a balanced meal. Whatever you spend, if you spend 5 naira to get an unbalanced meal, you can spend the same 5 naira to get a balanced meal. So it's not what you have. It's about the mindset. It's about the way we think, about what we should do. So most of the food people eat now turns them to people with bad backs. You will see children with diabetes. And one of the problems with diabetes is food, nutrition, what you eat. One of the past presidents said he had handled diabetes for about 35 to 40 years. He said, as long as you can mind what you eat. The Quran told us this, وَقُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ. From the things that Allah has bestowed on you, the only one you should eat from it is the one that is what? Halal. And what? Tayyib. Are we obeying this instruction? Because it's Sidratul Amr. وَقُلُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. So what do? We are talking about bad backs. So people who have bad backs, Allah knows their condition. He knows how to reward them. May Allah make it easy for all of us. But for those who don't have bad backs and who pray as they will, they make the ruku as they like. The individual who makes the ruku and does not perfect the ruku has no salah. Ruku is from the arkan of salah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La tujzi'u salatu rajul. La tujzi'u. The salah on the of the individual, la tujzi'u, it does not suffice. Ulama say, it does not make a salah that will prevent him from performing another one. Salah of an individual without ruku does not make a salah that does not want you paying another one back. Meaning you have no salah. The salah could be a salah to Raji. Hatta, the individual salah will not suffice. Hatta, until and unless you qima dhaharahu fi ruku'i wa sujood. Hatta, until or unless يُقِيمَ ظَهْرَهُ. He makes the قَامَةُ الظَّهْرِ. He balances his back. في الرُّكُوعِ والسجود. In his ruku, likewise in his sujood. The salah of the individual does not suffer. Ulama say this is the evidence for ruku'iyya of ruku'i salah. The ruku, what is its whole ruling? Ruku'i. What is the evidence? We say salatu salam. لا تجزئ صلاة الرجل حتى يقيم ظهره في الركوع والسجود. The salah of the individual does not suffice that individual. It does not suffice for a salah to be counted as a salah. حتى unless يقيم his checking, he balances ظهره, his back, في الركوع while in ركوع والسجود. And while the hadith according to Sunan Abi Dawud, Imam al-Nasa'i also reported the hadith from the hadith of Abu Mas'ud al-Badr. So ruku is a must in salah. It is not a must of if he missed it, he's committing a sin. It is a must of if he does not perform it, he has no salah. May Allah protect us. In another hadith, الإمام الطبراني رفضه likewise الإمام أبو يعلى and others Kubayb ibn Yaman made a similar statement to this hadith, and the Imam al-Bukhari collected in his Sahih. He says, "Anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa sallam, ra'a rajulan, he saw a man, la yutimmu ruku'ahu." This hadith is so cardinal to us. This individual, la yutimmu. So it's not all about ruku'ah. La buddha min mada ikmani ruku'ah. It's not just I have tested a no. The ruku must be made properly. Must be made properly. The messenger saw this man, alayhi salatu wa sallam. La yutimmu ruku'ah. He will not make his ruku properly. وَيَنْكُرُ فِي سُجُودِهِ And in his sujood, يَنْكُرُ You know the way a chicken, fowl, sticks its food, يَنْكُرُ It sticks it, pop. People make ruku like that. They've not even gotten to ruku, they stand up. Likewise in sujood. They make sujood, pop. Before they sit down, they go on such diving. Many mamas do this. Let us tell them that it is wrong. Many do it not because of old age. I know a woman above 85, she stands up to pray. In her qiyamul layl, she does not rest on anything like many of us. She stands up, make ruku, stands up, above 85. So get accustomed to things that they find it difficult to change in life. But if you know that it's affecting your worship, is there any reason for you not to have to change it? May Allah protect us. So this individual, لا يستم ركوعه ويذكر في سجوده وهو يصلي. لا يستم ركوعه. He will not properly perform his ركوع. ويذكر في سجوده. And he pecks in his sajda. Fixes pump, wa huwa fi salah. While he is performing the salah. Faqala. Then the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لو مات هذا على حاله هذا. لو مات هذا على حاله هذا. If this individual, if this one, لو مات هذا, tell it. لو مات he didn't say هذا الرجل. لو مات تل يباكو على حاله هذا. In this condition of him, what is that condition? لا يتم ركوعه وينكر his ركوع and he pecks in his سجدة in الصلاة. مات على غير ملة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. لو مات هذا على حبه مات على غير ملة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He has died upon a path other than that of Muhammad. So we will understand now that it is not something to joke with. Perfecting the ruku. There is an issue here, gentle, but it's necessary for us to explore. Do you know the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not ask the man whether he knows? He did not ask whether he has knowledge of it. Still jahil. Ulama say, is there an excuse of ignorance in this matter? Somebody making ruku and is making it wrongly. No good ruku, no balance, no calmness in the ruku. What am I in the salah? Can we, is there an excuse? He says, alayhi salatu wa salam, no matter how, ala halihi habihi, matter ala ghayri millati Muhammadin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this one dies in this condition of his, like this, he has died upon a path other than that of Muhammad. Ummahat, women too make this mistake. It's common amongst women. Who make ruku, they don't make ruku properly. I'm a mother. Keep your child on the ground if she will not make you make salah properly. Keep your child on the ground. If because of that child being back, you are not going to make your, put the child on the ground, make your ruku properly, you don't spoil your salah. But why? Why is this issue of excuse? Man does not know.
Yes.
For example, the matter goes in two ways. First, they say in the Qaida Usuliya, لا على المكلف إلا مع العلم. لا, there's no legal responsibility on the individual that's legally responsible in Islam. That legal responsibility is raised إلا مع العلم, unless the individual has the knowledge of it. This itself is in two ways. Ulama say, if this man who is making ruku up, but he makes effort to learn, he has been learning, he has been reading books, he has been studying, but he has not just come across this one. He just doesn't know it. But he has made effort to learn and know it. But his level of knowledge is just below the proper thing in the Islam, in the Sharia, regarding that worship in which he is showing ignorance. He is excused. In fact, one of them said, and he has no means of telephoning ulama to ask them where he lives, no learned person, no funnible, no scholar, alim, no funnible else. Somebody just learning Islam, trying to know it. He has not any of, like in their community, ignorance. May Allah protect us from living in such community. Nobody to ask about anything in the deen. Not to even say, oh, don't worry, I will find out about the answer. Nobody to ask. And then he has no way of contacting people to ask, please, how do I make ruku in Salah? He has no way to ask. And he does not know at all. This man is excused. But the one who has people to ask, he is just carefree, careless, nonchalant about asking. Ulama say if he performs Salah, not Salah. And he told them, so they delay, they call me Neo. Shuba, Okwesi, Kofi, Mokwoy, they say, they are secret, Okwesi, Kofi. They be, we say, Arana, Wadi, Airoju, Balo, Niki, Kekwes. Iru, Enibe, so ba she ruku lai se daada bo ti to ati bo ti ye ko ni o mo tan ra re je go on. We learn so many things in this dunya, but don't worry that Allah will not about, we are carefree about them. I always say, for you to go and meet a learned person to learn Salah is more important for you than obtaining a degree in engineering. You go and think of it, how many years you spent to obtain a degree in engineering? 5 years. You can't spend 5 days to learn about Salah. Then you are in trouble. The problem is just that when you go and perform your Salah badly, perform your Salah as you like. Some people say, hey, sir, you better make it. What's he? Oh, he are a relative. Hey, sir, you better make it. As if he is praying it for the person telling him, whoever tells you likes you. Ikhwa, whoever tells the person, pray correctly. It is because he likes you. You may be praying like that. For very suddenly, a man, in his own case, he told the man, now from now it's a hacker. If you pray like this for 40 years, Allah will not accept your salah. Why? La ruku ahu. The individual is not making the ruku correctly. Two things in not making the ruku correctly. He's not getting the proper posture, and he's not calm in that ruku. Two things. You must get the proper posture, and then you must be what? Calm in ruku. If you get the posture and you are not calm in the ruku, what is the minimum the individual must say in the ruku? Let us quickly address that. What is the minimum the individual must say, for how long he must stay in ruku before we can say he has made a ruku? Some amongst the ulama, and that is the position of the jumhur, Then he must stay in the time that it will take an individual to recite Subhana Rabbi al-Azim 3 times. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, not as we say, Subhana. Many of the brothers, when they call you over the telephone, they say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Nah, this is zikr. The taslim is what? Zikr. So why you make it? How do you do it? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Allah will give you 10 rewards. One of it, he alone knows it. If you say, Assalamu alaikum. If you add wa rahmatullah, 20, each of the 20, he alone knows it. If you say wa barakatuh, and you say it well, 30, each of the 30, he alone knows it. Why are you in a haste? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. La tasta'jilu, khuliqa al-insanu min ajal, sa'uriikum ayatihi, fala tasta'jilu. Don't be in a haste. You want to collect reward? If it was $30, we want to collect. $30 is about 10,000 naira now. Around 10,000 naira. But when you want to make worship, salaam alaikum salaam. La. Asala. 1-2 seconds that you will spend, because sometimes the person may not hear what you say. So you say, you repeat it again. The same number of seconds you would have spent if you were calm with it. Alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You say, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you want to add something for you, you can ask. And then you go on with your statement. People are always in a haste. So they say, Subhana Rabbi. Nah. Subhana Rabbi Allah. You know what you are saying? Subhana Rabbi. Far above, glorious are you. You are both all exalted above any kind of deficiency and mistake and error. Allah is above any kind of mistake. Rabbi, my Lord is above any form of mistake and error. And he is what? And of the mighty, the only mighty, absolutely mighty. This is what you are saying. Should you be in a haste? You know what they call citation? They bring a professor to a university, to anywhere, anybody, and then they begin to cite. Do they go in a haste during citation? Why should you be in a haste when you praise Allah? In ruku, in salah, and he is right in front of you. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Sami Allahu al-Mashhur. When we were far younger than this, we used to ask what is khushu in salah. One of the statements that was read to us was the statement of Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz. He used to say that, rahimahullah, khushu in salah is for you to follow the sunnah and the arkan wajibat of salah. When you follow them, you get khushu in salah. You cannot do all the things in that salah. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. سمي الله لمن حمده ربنا لك الحمد. You begin to say those words. Say Allahu Akbar. And you are thinking, those your takbirat, which one are you going to do? Will you raise your hand first before takbir? Will you raise your hand along with takbir? You are thinking about all these. Your mind will not go to your soul. All your attention will be where? Upon the sun. You gain khushu'. So the minimum time the Jumhur say that we should say this is 3 counts of what? Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. They say it is the minimum. Why? The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was described to have made the ruku' like that. Amongst the ulama say one is sufficient. Like Al-Imam Ibn Qudama in Al-Mughni. The one is enough. Subhana Rabbi Allah. If a person is calm in ruku in the length of time that it takes to say Subhana Rabbi Allah, he says it is sufficient. For that to be hadith in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was said hadith occurs in Musnad Imam Ahmad, it also occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud, that when Allah revealed Fasabbih Bismi Rabbika al-Azim, glorify, Sabbih, glorify Bismi Rabbika, the name of your Lord, and your Lord is what? Al-Azim, the absolute might, the almighty subhanahu. So glorify his name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ij'aluha fi ruku'ikum. When that verse was revealed, Fasabbih Bismi Rabbika al-Azim, what did he say, alayhi salatu wasalam? Ij'aluha fi ruku'ikum. Place that inside your ruku. They say he did not tell us to place it once, or twice, or thrice. So they say if you make it one, ajza, or yujibuka, it will suffice for you in that ruku. Although I prefer the statements of those who say three. They ask me, why do I prefer that statement? Of those who say three, like Imam Ahmad, like Abu Thawr, and others, and Imam Shafi, they say three. Why? Because his action of three, fi bayani amrihi, he says, Ij'aluha fi ruku'ikum. Do that in your ruku. Yes, it may mean that one is sufficient. Lakin huwa bayyanahu bi shay'in. His actions explain it. How many did he say in his own actions? Three. It means place it in your ruku. How many times? Three times. Because the nusus of the sharia are understood all together, not independently. I prefer. I think the correct thing, Allahu alam, with those amongst the Jumhur we say, who say that we should make three. And that's the choice of Al-Imam Ibn Abdul Barr also in his book, Al-Istizka. We can go on regarding this matter and see that the ulama have preferred three. So it will be calmer. It will help you more to achieve calmness to ma'niyanna in your ruku', which is also from the arkan of salah. Tuma'niyanna in all, in every part of salah is from the ruku'. Being calm. See, it's more preferable, inshallah, based on it, until we see another proof that will make us say something else. Allahu a'lam. If you are up, the minimum time the individual should say in ruku' is how long? The time that it takes him to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, how many times? Three times. Or at least, lakin al-Rajih, three. Three. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. This is the minimum. In that hadith, where in the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi wa salam, saw the individual performing the salah without perfecting his ruku' and without perfecting the sujood, he said for that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that مَثَلُ الَّذِي لَا يُتِمُّ رُكُوعَهُ, the similitude of the person who does not perfect his ruku' sujood, and he pecks in his sajda, مَثَلُ الْجَائِعِ, is like the person who is hungry, is very hungry. الَّذِي يَعْقُلُ السَّمْرَةَ وَالسَّمْرَتَيْنِ, he will, a tamra, one dabin, one stick, or one seed, or he takes a tamra, he will take one, what tamra takes. He is hungry, he takes one seed of dabinu, he takes a second seed of dabinu. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, la yudhiyanu anhu shay'a. The two of them, those two seeds of dabinu, will not suffice him in any shay'a, in any way. It will not be sufficient for him in any way. The man is only resuscitated 2 days. He said it will not suffice, meaning that the salah of those individuals, they do not do what? They do not suffice what counts as their salah. This hadith occurs in the Mu'jam by Imam al-Tabrani, rahimahullah, in another hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ma'ashar al-Muslimin, O assembly of Muslims, innahu certainly la salata liman la yuqimu sulbahu fi ruku'i wa sujud. La salata. Here, O assembly of Muslims, la salata liman la yuqimu sulbahu fi ruku'i wa sujud. The one who does not balance his back in his ruku and his sujood, fala salata lahu. He has no salah. This is the second evidence that ruku is what? Rukun in arkan. So how long are we going to say ruku? The time that it takes the individual to say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. The least, he should be able to recite Subhana Rabbi al-Azim once in that ruku, but he must be calming before he stands up for the other part of the salah. The other aspect of the issues connected to ruku are the adhkar of ruku. Adhkar of ruku. About 6 or 7 of them that have been mentioned. Like we did in the matter of Zikru al-Istiftah, we should go back to Hizn al-Muslim. We see a number of them. But from there we mention 3. The individual could say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. This is minimum. Ulama say in ruku is of qiyamul layl, you can say more than that. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam would perform, would recite Surah Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, Nisa or Ma'ida, in one rak'ah. And they said that his ruku is in the length of that qiyam. The Prophet Muhammad, he will remain in ruku for the length of reading Baqarah, Al-Imran, Nisa or Al-Ma'idah. In standing, the length of that time, he will spend it while making what? Ruku. So they say we can make Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana. How many Subhana Rabbi al-Azim will you take from the length of reciting Surah Al-Baqarah? There is a benefit here, ikhwah. The Prophet Muhammad kana abida. He was what? Abid. That's why he says, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abidihi. The man who has perfected all forms of worship. And he's been told that his sins were forgiven. Yes, he converted his worship to shukr. I will seek forgiveness, too. His own. But the forgiveness and the submission, he has converted them to what? Giving thanks to him. If he has forgiven me, okay, I'm thanking him. We have not been guaranteed forgiveness. And yet Allah knows how we make our sujood and our rukuk. Even in obligatory salawat. Not to talk of on nawab. May Allah forgive us. So Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Or Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdih. It's also equal. What do we add? Wa bihamdih. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Or Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdih. There's a third form. Quddus Rabbul Malaikati. We are mentioning these because they are simple. So you say this one time, the other one once, the other time. The other one time, the other one time. Even though people like Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah will say, if the ruku is lengthy, like the ruku of Qiyamul Layl, for some time you can say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Later you can say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Later then you can say Subhu Quddus Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh, like other two that have been mentioned. If we go back to Hizn al-Muslim, we will get these adhkar. From amongst the things that is appropriate, inshallah, to mention in ruku is that when we are prohibited from reciting the Quran, prayer, they pray every time on Sunday wearing white garments. Is it true that they recite some surah in ruku and sujood? Think well. Today, they do. It is wrong. So recite a part of the Quran while individual is of all. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith recalled from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas in Sahih Muslim. It says, Allah, listen, O people, wa inni nuhitu, I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been prohibited an aqra al-Qur'an raki'ah, aw sajida. I have been prohibited from reciting the Qur'an raki'an while in the condition of ruku, aw sajidan while in the condition of sujood. فَأَمَّا الرُّكُوعُ أَكْفَى رُكُوعُ فَعَظِّمُوا فِيهِ الرَّبُّ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. What should you do in ruku'? سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمُ. عَظِّمُوا فِيهِ الرَّبُّ. You should glorify your Lord. Where? In ruku'. Don't recite Quran. I have been prohibited from doing so. You don't do it too. وَأَمَّا السُّجُودُ. As for the condition of sujood, فَجْتَهِدُوا فِي الدُّعَى. Make effort to do a lot of supplication. We'll come back to that. People always ask, can we say in French? Can we say in Latin? Inshallah, when we get to the matters of sujood, we will address them, inshallah. So, this is what we have been prohibited from. إِنَّمَا The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنِّي نُزِيْتُ أَنْ أَقْرَى الْقُرْآنَ رَاكِعًا. I have been prohibited from reciting the Quran while in the condition of ruku'. أَوْ سَاجِدًا. Or in the condition of sujood. فَأَمَّا الرُّكُوعُ. As for the condition of ruku'. فَعَظِّمُوا فِيهِ الرَّبَّ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Glorify the Lord. Ulama say Ar-Rab is from the names of Allah. Ar-Rab. Ar-Rab. This is one proof for that. If they say glorify, declare his lightness. Wa amma sujood, as for the condition of as-sajdatu, fajtahidu fi du'a. When you are in that condition, make efforts to make a lot of supplication. This hadith is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. And it occurs in Sahih Muslim. And there are four or five things we try to do today. How do we go into the condition of ruku? We say the being before going. Or we go while saying the tasbih. So, how do we say in ruku? We place our two palms on our knees, spreading the fingers and grabbing the knee, while resting on the knee and being what? Balanced. La yasubura asahu. Will not drop our head. He did not use to do. Wala yusmi'u. Will not also raise the head. And we are going to be what? Calm. Mutma'innan. We are going to be, the individual will be calm in that condition. And then he does what? He opens up his armpit. He does not close them up. The people make ruku, they pull themselves in ruku. Open up your hand, stay away. You cannot say, oh, I can be giving my neighbor an elbow. Don't give him an elbow. Don't open the arm away from, keep your upper arm away from your armpit. Open it up, rest on the ruku. This is the way, rest on your knees. This is the way to make ruku. Said that, taught me, the ruku is from what? The arkan of salah. It is from the arkan of salah. Ignorance regarding it is no excuse. Ignorance regarding it is no excuse. So now, when we go back home, we have to teach ourselves, for those who have not been used to it already, You have to teach your family. You have to teach your children. If you stay with your mother and uncle and all of them, stop telling them. Stop telling them this. Many of the people who are shouting, we want to go to jihad, we want to go to jihad. He does not know how to pray. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam told the one who was not making it correctly, لو ما تهاضر على حاله هذه مات على غير ملة محمد. The man who wants to go to jihad, he does not know ruku for 30 years of his life. What will he take to meet Allah? Because أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة ماذا؟ الصلاة. So the first of what he will be asked, he has faith in it. He says he wants to go to jihad. His wife does not know how to perform salah. He does not know how to perform salah. His children do not know how to perform salah. His mother does not know how to perform salah. His father does not know. His uncle does not know. He wants to correct one thing in Saudi Arabia. Bother with yourself first. One Abdullah, one Muhammad, one Abdul Razak in one country in the world. It's your problem. But you don't know how to pray. Isn't that the greater problem for you? The man wants to send away mosquito from the face of the man. He has a scorpion under his cloth. The Allah protector. So let us go back and tell the people, many people have this problem. They can't make ruku correctly. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تجزئ صلاة الرجل. لَحَتَّى أُلَّتْ يُقِيمَ صُلُّكُوا إِوَسِّلُ. May Allah make this easy for us. Today, four things again. What? How do we go to ruku? How do we stay in ruku? What is the ruling of ruku? What is the ruling of تُمَعْنِيَنَّ in ruku? It's from the arcane of salat. The individual must become in ruku. And then the consequence of not appropriately staying in ruku. We also mentioned the adhkar that the individual should perform while in ruku. The next issue is, if an individual meets the imam in salatul jama'ah while in the condition of ruku, does he have that rak'ah? I will still discuss this in our next class, inshallah. Along with what the individual will do when he stands up from ruku. I think these are two issues that will form the basis for our discourse, inshallah, in our next class. I think so far it will form a good time for a class today. May Allah forgive us our shortcomings. So you see, we have a lot of duty with the people to tell them how to pray correctly. Salah, correct. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to ordain the salah upon the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, khamsu salawat, he did not send Jibreel to give him. He did not send Jibreel, go and give Muhammad salah. Tell him to be praying five times a day. He invited him to the heavens and gave him himself. That will make us understand the significance of salah in the life of the Muslim. And he gave him 50. It shows that Allah likes salah. 50. He wants us to be his servant. So he gave us what will preoccupy us from this. And then Musa alayhi salam told him, "Ha, Muhammad, I have tried those people, they will not perform that salah." You know, he was sent to the worst people on the earth. Banu Israel, Al-Maghdub alayhi. Those upon whom Allah's wrath is hot. Yahud. Ashadda an-nas adawatan ala al-mu'minin. He says, Natajidanna ashadda an-nas adawatan lil-ladhina amanu. Who did he mention for? Al-Yahud wal-ladhina ashraku. You will find the Jews worse in their enmity against the people of Iman. Those you will find strong in the enmity, they hate you. Jews, number one. So that's why in every salah you say, we don't want to be like them. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. We start with maghdubi alayhim. Yahud. And you know what? When we say Ameen in salah, they are jealous of that too. Yahud. Jealous of for saying Ameen. They are jealous of it. So they hate us. Muslims. Said, go back, they will not perform the salah. He went, and the salah was reduced until it became how many? Five. The messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brought salah from the earth to seven heavens. From Allah, direct. And, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Just look at me and pray. Learn your prayers from my own way of praying. Does the Muslim have any excuse not to pray properly? Anyone who does not pray properly, he is not praying properly for his own soul. You should not be begged for it. The individual should not be begged to pray properly. So women will dress improperly and say, you are not happy that I even came. If you didn't come, you didn't come for your head. In fact, that I told you that you should pray properly, I have gained already. I have gained the reward of calling you to that which is good. More so if I have done it as it's appropriate. So don't think that by praying to Allah you are doing any favor to Allah. You are not doing any favor to Allah. Who are you doing the favor to? Yourself. Man amila salihan. Fali nafsi. Wa man asa'a. Fa'alayha. Wa ma rabbuka. Bi zallamin lil abid. So I hope we have one or two questions before we come today, inshallah. I mean, excuse it was said that one can't recite different askar of ruku of the youth. That we only choose one. Please help me make clarification. Our explanation was very clear. In the obligatory salah, only one. But in Qiyamulayl, where the standing is meant, that is where ulama say we can recite more than one. Allahu Akbar. But in obligatory salah, because what you find is that they say, he read this, or he read that, or he read this. He was not reported to have mixed them up in his prayer. Allahu Akbar. Alaykum salam. The silence, success. Ask
it. It was reported in Ashadi that he was supposed to ask, are we not supposed to make any silence after the fourth order?
What do you mean? Fourth rak'ah?
Yes, the two silence regarding the Ashadi and the fourth rak'ah. The one for the Sash and the other one for the Sash. And he was said to be. So my question now is, the rest of the rak'ahs, are we to make silence also?
Are we not ordered to do as we do in the first rak'ah in all the rak'ahs? Is there a proof that you should recite Surah Al-Fatiha in the second rak'ah? Or third rak'ah or fourth rak'ah? No, because he told the man, do as you do in this rak'ah in all other rak'ahs. So the ruling of Fatiha in the first rak'ah is the ruling of Fatiha in the second. It's the ruling of Fatiha in the third rak'ah. Don't ask about that. Except dua al-istiftah. Because you are not making istiftah min jadi. Istiftahta. So istimrar is what remains. Hukum as-salam. 3-1. Is this all the mosques that we can pray in? Is this all the imams that we can pray behind them? We have discussed ahkam al-masajid, rulings regarding masajid. There is what they call masjidud-dira. Masajid that are set up deliberately to divide the Muslims. Allah prohibited us from praying there. What about it again? places we can make as masajid. How many are they? Three or four. The first one is what? Maqabir, burial ground. Don't convert them to masajid. Likewise, don't pray on top of a grave or facing a grave. The salah of ruku and sujood. What else? Bathrooms and lavatory. Don't make your bathroom your mosque. So you want to say, you didn't see how I put my rug in this toilet? And then you put air freshener and you do this. Don't make salah in your toilet and the bathroom. Two. Three is what? Al-Abdul Maqsuba. A thoughtfully acquired land. Don't convert it to a masjid. A land which was thoughtfully acquired. What else? Nyam. Marad ibn Ibn. The places where camels take their rest. Don't pray there. These are the four places we are prohibited from making, converting to masajid. Otherwise, al-ardu kulluha ju'ilat al-masjid, ju'ilat masjidan lin-nabi alayhi. It says, ju'ilat liyal ardu masjidan. The entirety of the earth, kulluha, is made a mosque, a place I can observe my salah, except these four places or five that other reports have indicated that we should not convert to masajid. Otherwise, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The places mosques are for Allah. Except you know the mosque to be masjid there. Otherwise, we can pray in every masjid, inshallah. Maybe you want to say the masjid of Shia, the place they call masajid. The Shia, they don't deliberately refer to their places of worship as masjid. If they do, they want to use it to deceive the people in the community. Or the Ahmadi. You now take us into the issue of the Akidah or the Qadiani, they call them. People like that, their masjid is Masjid Zira. Masjid deliberately set up to divide the Mustafa. Hufisa. Al-Fisq. The masajid, their mosque is based upon fifth. So avoid it. La taqum fihi abada. Don't pray in those kinds of places they call masjid. What else? Is it behind every kind of imam we can pray? No. You can't pray behind every person who stands in front to say he's an imam. Like someone who is known for sinning. And he goes upon it like an imam who shaves his beard because it's fit. If you live in a community where when you avoid it does not mean that the head of the community who have authority over you will punish you and harm you and all of this. If you fear that they may harm you, you may be praying behind such an imam. From the aspect of this is the imams who make what they call hisab, who make fortune telling and soothsaying, we are prohibited from that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam prohibited people from making soothsaying and fortune telling. So from the aspect of fisk, when people do it. In their case, some of them are making shirk. In Kaduna, about a week or two ago, one of the popular societies, we have them in Oshogo, here. Their imam, they chose, they not so for somebody because he was speaking Arabic. He said, he must tell me an imam. That is what Yoruba do. May Allah forgive us. They made that man the imam. I say, he's Babalawo stroke imam. So the room they gave him as office, the society is here in, behind you here. They made the imam, and then he has a lot skin, the skin of lion, the skin of leopard. He designed their outfits with it. And they knew him, they saw him making all of these things. Some of them, they make real issues, big issues of shirk, slaughtering for other than Allah, and invoking jinn and asking them for help, calling them and supplicating to them, like those who read the what they call khutbah of Surah Yasin, in what? In which book? They call it Fawzul Aziz. Kufran al-Aziz. Kufran al-Mubin. There is no fault in Fawzul Aziz. They have names there. Go and check it. I won't say those names. About four or five of them. And the khutbah of Yasin is Awaka. They convert the Surah to a name I would like to say. All of these are from the aspect of this. Allah didn't call his Surah any other than Waqi'a. Except if he says Surah to Iza Waqi'a. But to give it another name is from the aspect of this. So they met the man later, they discovered that they have made a ritualist, the polytheist, the Imam of Muslims. So people like this, the people should not perform salah behind them when they know them that is how they are. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in hadith reported by Imam Abu Dawud in his Sunan and his Isnad Sahih, a group of people made a man their Imam. One day they tried teaching in the direction of Qibla. Well, somebody starts in the direction of the Qibla. We have been prohibited from teaching in the direction of Qibla. This man, the Imam of his people, he sat in the direction of the Qibla. His people removed him as the Imam for doing so. He was worried, why did you remove me, Imam? Let's go and meet the messenger. They came to the messenger and said, this man was sitting in the direction of the Qibla. The Prophet said, yes, it's good that they removed him. Sitting in the direction of the Qibla is from the aspect of sin. If that is the case with sitting in the direction of Qibla, what about issues of fisk and shirk that many of these people involve in? May Allah protect us. What else? Have an Imam who deliberately refuses to learn Surah Al-Fatiha correctly. Deliberately refuses. I know many of those are lufaf that people put to make as an imam of Masajid, many of them don't know how to read the Quran. Many of them. Because in the kind of illegal that they attend, Iruwana, they call one the Jadi, where the Quran is. Many of those people finish Madrasa Sanawiya. You have to, if you hear them reading the Quran, you want to put him up for telling them anything. Let's stop at that. Did it answer your question? Please, what do we do if we make a mistake in ruku or sujood? We are coming to such that is sahw. Now, alaykum salam. Last question, inshallah. You observe something from people. What is it?
So when
they come to do what? They go under the court. He says, we found some of our brothers, some of these brothers in DX. Abi, they are the ones who do that. And their trousers does not reach the ground. Abi? They are the ones doing that. They are following another sinner to do that. He says when he sees them, when the Imam is on ruku, they stop there and take the ruku. And then they begin to walk and then to get to the Imam or the sub. To ask him, what is the question? Is it permissible? He says, is it permissible? Yes, it is permissible. It is sunnah, in fact. We'll discuss it in the next class. But you can have your answer. Abu Bakr was the name of the companion who did that. That Ra did that during the time of the Prophet Muhammad. He made ruku while the messenger was on ruku. Fajamba. They don't even wait to stand up, Ali. They don't need to wait to stand up. When the Imam is in ruku, you can be moving in the ruku. We'll come back to inshallah in our next class. You are in the ruku, or you are moving in the front. This hadith, it has its after in Sahih Bukhari. It's also reported in Sunan Abi Dawud and other books of Sunan. Fajamba Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr began to walk like that in ruku until he came to the stop wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, praying with the rest of the Muslims. They joined the stop. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell him to repeat the salah. After that, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to do it. After that, Huzayf ibn Yaman used to do it. After that, Zayd ibn Thabit used to do it. Start lessons from that hadith of who? Abu Bakr, during the lifetime of the Prophet. So when the Prophet went away, they continued with it. Meaning that it is not something that we should stop. Even though the Prophet says, La ta'u, don't repeat that thing again. It means that what the Prophet told Abu Bakr not to repeat is not this one. He told him to repeat another thing. What is that thing? Raising the fast. That is what he should not repeat. People still race to join the salah. They should not, they should stop racing to join the salah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari al-Muslim. He says, إِذَا أَتَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ When you come for the salah, فَأْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَمْشُونَ بِالسَّكِينَةِ وَالْوَقَارِ Come for that salah, while تَمْشُو walking, بِالسَّكِينَةِ With what? Sakina. Serenity, tranquility, وَالْوَقَارِ and calmness. فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ مِنْهَا Whatever you meet in that salah, pray. وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ مِنْهَا فَأَتِمُّ And whatever you have missed in that salah, complete it. So it's not good to be running to join the salah. But if you are running, do the hadith of Abu Bakr. Just go on and become it gently. If you have not reached the top, like you are in the National Mosque in Abuja, I have done it before. I never got to the top until we finished the salah. Because from where I got into the masjid was long. I never got to the top. When we stand up, I will walk. When we go, I will go. When we dance, I was walking. That's one thing can happen. The hadith covers all of us. Subhanaka Allahumma alhamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Amin wa
amin. No, no.